Talk Business and Politics is sponsored by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. Last week was a huge week for the Governor Asa Hutchinson administration on the health care policy front. State health officials received one of two long-anticipated waivers from the federal government on a work requirement for those on Arkansas Works, the state's Medicaid expansion program. The Fed's approval boosted the voting totals in the Senate and the House and made the funding of the controversial topic almost undramatic. I caught up with Cindy Gillespie, director of the Arkansas Department of Human Services, which oversees Arkansas Works, to learn more about how all of this will work. You got part of your federal waiver.
Yes.
And you got all of your legislative approval.
We did.
Which is good. So this one goes down on the calendar as a positive.
It's been a great week. Seema Verma, who is the administrator for Medicaid and Medicare back in Washington, came to town Monday to hand deliver the approval of our request for a waiver to be able to put a work requirement into our Arkansas Works program. So that was actually highly unusual. She said she didn't know that anybody had ever before hand-delivered a waiver like that.
Well, it helped out a little bit with the legislature running into their last week there and the Arkansas Works, the DHS appropriation bill, being one of the main ones that still needed to pass to complete the budget process. So the theatrics of it were not lost on some of us in the media here. What I want you to help me do is I want you to pretend that I am a person that is now going to be qualified to do the work requirement for Arkansas Works. First of all, how old am I?
You're 30 to 49 years old.
I've lost a few years. That's
but
good.
Next year you're even younger. Next year we go from we add in the 19 to 29 year olds.
Well, I'll take that any day of the week there. Good. So what do I do? I have to go online and access a portal, create an account.
Yes.
And tell me how I do that and what I'm going to be punching into this account.
Okay. It's on our accessarkansas.gov. The first thing you do is you go on there and you literally put in just your name, your information, and create an account, just like you would do with anything else. Then what you do from there is you'll go into your account and you'll tell us whether or not you would fit any of the areas that would make you exempt, so that you don't have to work.
There's a lot of those, but for instance, there could be an under 18-year-old at your home that you have to take care of.
If you have a dependent child in your home, if you're caring for an incapacitated person, if your mother is incapacitated and you're the caregiver, if you're a full-time student,
there's a lot of those.
Yes.
So let's say I don't meet any of those exemptions.
Okay.
I've got to do 80 hours of work or search for work or workforce education
activities each month. And then what you do each month is you come on that portal and you tell us what you did. I mean, we've made it very simple, but you come back in and you say, I worked for 20 hours, and you tell us where you worked, right? And what you earned doing that. Or you say, I did job search activities through the Department of Workforce Services, and I did that for 40 hours. And you tell us what
it's a lot of job search in 40 hours.
A lot of job search for 40 hours. We actually have a limit. You can only do 40 hours a month of job search.
Is this the honor system, though? I mean, how are you going to track that these folks are being honest in this?
Couple of ways, but primarily people tell us, we ask for enough detail. In other words, if you tell us you worked, you're going to tell us where you worked. You're going to tell us where it's located. And then we will be able to do a couple of things. One, we do have data feeds that we get through the Department of Workforce Services and others that tell us what wages and people are earning. So we will be able to look at some of it through data feeds. And then we're also going to have our own quality assurance program where we pull a certain number of them each month and we go check them out.
Kind of do an audit.
Do an audit and see what's going on. And then we also we will be running data analytics on what we see. And if we start to see any odd patterns, then that will be something that we will go check out.
That's a lot of work for a work requirement.
We look at this as it is so incredibly important that the people who are on the program use this program as an opportunity to advance up the economic ladder. Right? if they don't take advantage of the services that are available to them through the Department of Workforce Services. I mean, there are free job search, there are on-the-job training programs, there are apprentice programs, there are all kinds of programs to help people get their education, get a GED, two-year vocational, you name it, right? All of that is there, and people are not taking advantage of it. So a little bit of work on our part in order to help somebody get to those services and actually improve their lives so that they move off of Medicaid and move on up the economic ladder. I mean, that's what we're here to do.
So one of the waivers did not get approval. Tell me where that stands and what has to happen, do you think, for it to get approval
Sure.
from the feds?
That part of the waiver is for us to be able to reduce the income eligibility limit for you to be on Arkansas Works from what is currently 138% of federal poverty level to the poverty level, to 100%, right? And that is a much more complicated set of analysis by the government.
The concern is that larger states may also decide that they would like to do something like that, and it could add a tremendous amount of money
to the federal budget. It's really an issue around how much authority do they have to be able to waive something like that that is written in the Affordable Care Act and be able to tell us, yes, you can move in this way in your state and pull that down to this level. So we've been going through analysis after analysis with them for months. And as you saw, part of what also went on in Washington is they had 8 states ask for a work requirement. They have 9 others that are in the process of putting in place a request for a work requirement. Mm-hmm. And so they just said, we're going to step back and we're going to focus on getting the rules around work requirements for states in place. And asked us, do you want to wait till we've finished on this other, or do you want to move ahead on your work requirement? We said, let us move ahead on the work requirement. We'll continue talking to you about how to get ourselves down to the 100%.
That's Cindy Gillespie, Director of the Arkansas Department of Human Services. You can catch our full interview at talkbusiness.net. That's all for this edition of Talk Business and Politics. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.